New Jersey adopts mandated LGBTQ-inclusive Planned Parenthood sex ed standards. By Dr. Susan Berry on June 4, 2020. LGBTQ activist groups and Planned Parenthood are applauding the New Jersey State Board of Education's approval of their gold standard sex ed standards. LGBTQ activists Garden State Equality and Abortion Business Planned Parenthood announced in a joint statement Wednesday they are pleased their recommended public school sex ed standards, modeled after the National Sexuality Education Standards for grades K-12, were approved. The new guidelines and educational requirements feature an updated, more comprehensive curriculum that includes expanded content topics, including LGBTQ identities and consent, the press statement said. The left-wing activist groups framed their announcement about the adoption of the new standards in the context of the national events occurring in the wake of the death of George Floyd, claiming sex ed is now an equity issue. As our nation reckons with the systemic racism and violence against Black communities that is a part of all of our institutions, including our education systems, we take pause today to consider how sex education is an equity issue. Sex education is essential to young people's health, relationships, and life goals, and has a proven track record of helping young people develop the knowledge and skills they need to make healthy decisions about their relationships, their health, and their future. However, Monica Klein, a previous Planned Parenthood trained Title X sex ed instructor and founder of It Takes a Family, told Breitbart News Planned Parenthood and its allies are cleverly hijacking the injustices of other populations to silence opposition to their sexualized agenda for our youth. For example, Bianca Mays, health and wellness coordinator for Garden State Equality, said sex education is now about social justice. Now more than ever, we must ensure that every student's full identity is represented in the sex education standards, she said in the statement. We must include race, gender identity, gender expression, and sexual orientation in the curriculum to help our students make informed decisions about their health. Caitlin Wojtowicz, Vice President of Public Affairs of Planned Parenthood Action Fund of New Jersey, also said, the new and improved sex education standards will ensure that young people have the information, resources and skills they need to protect their health and build their future, without shame or judgment. As Planned Parenthood, and its children, CECUS, ENSER and Advocates for Youth, slowly oppress our youth with vulgar deceit. They also target parents, families, and people of faith in the hope of alienating and minimizing their role in their children's lives, Klein said, adding. I'm not sure if it's gross denial, ignorance or willful oppression on the part of the counterfeit sexual freedom ideologues. But the systematic sexualization and objectification of our children is criminal. As they tap counterfeit sexual freedom and rights to our children, they are paving a path to high-risk behavior that places our children at risk of disease, infertility, unplanned pregnancy, depression, and great regret. Their self-proclaimed national sexuality standards reek of Kinsey-esque delusions of healthy sexuality. Not only are they deceiving our children, but they themselves are deceived. During May, the abortion industry and its allies celebrated hashtag sex ed for all month, with proponents of comprehensive sex education, CSE, urging children be taught about sexual pleasure as part of the language of medically accurate sex ed. What will stop the hypersexualization of our children by the counterfeit sexual freedom culture? Klein asked. Parents who lead at home, in their community and through legislation. Parents and leaders must stop the hypersexualization movement that aims to federally mandate their dangerous standards that objectify and place our children at risk of sexual coercion and life-altering health risks. The former Planned Parenthood sex ed instructor asked, when a child is molded to believe that sex is expected at their age, defined as recreational, erotic, lustful, and material, then what stops them from recognizing the deceitful approach of a sex trafficker and abuser? Nothing.